So President Trump is expected to announce at around 2 p.m. East Coast time that he will begin withdrawing the U.S. from the Iran nuclear deal. And when he does, the Middle East will be watching closely. Some leaders in the region have said U.S. withdrawal could cause a massive arms buildup. But Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu gave that talk last week, claiming the Iranians are lying about keeping to the deal, a direct threat to Israel's existence. Let's bring in Borzu Dargahi, Middle East correspondent based in Turkey and longtime contributor to Here and Now. He joins us from Istanbul. Hi, Borzu.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. And you're going to be with us as we report on the president's announcement when it comes at 2 p.m. But it's already ricocheting around that the New York Times is reporting that the president has already called French President Macron and told him the U.S. will pull out, will reinstate sanctions. Just give us a sense of how countries are reacting. Start with Jordan, for instance.
Well, the Jordanians, as with other countries in the region, are nervous about this. They saw the nuclear deal as a way of at least resolving one of the issues that was causing a lot of tension in the region. But I think that everyone's going to be watching closely. As with everything, the devil is in the details. The headline that you gave, the U.S. pulls out of the deal, is that really what the U.S. is going to do? There's a number of things that it can do. One suggestion is that it could say that it's going to reimpose sanctions, but on a deferred basis. It could say that it's not going to waive sanctions anymore, but it remains in the deal and wants to negotiate a better deal. There'll be weeks, possibly months of negotiation afterwards. I don't think this is going to be a, you know, sudden cataclysmic event. It's going to play out over weeks in the corridors of power throughout the region.
Yeah. Well, the Jordanian foreign minister warned today, as he has been, of dangerous repercussions and an arms race in the Middle East unless a political solution is found to reduce nuclear weapons. The Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia told CBS News last March that his kingdom would without a doubt develop nuclear weapons if Iran, you know, an arch enemy, were to do so because the deal was broken. So most people are talking about security, but what are other issues? Are there economic issues, much as some of the countries in the deal are facing, those who, you know, were doing business with Iran because of the lifted sanctions?
Well, I mean, you have the United Arab Emirates, Dubai specifically, which is Iran's largest or second largest trading partner, along with China. And they had that status during the time of intense sanctions against Iran as well. But none of the other Middle East countries really abide by sanctions. Turkey, for example, does robust trading with Iran, pretty much ignored the sanctions, somewhat to its peril, during the previous years before the nuclear deal was made. Really, the countries that are key in terms of what is going to happen with the nuclear deal are the European countries. Russia and China will also likely ignore anything the U.S. does at this point.
Yeah. And we read that Israel, the security forces there, are already on high alert along the northern border with Syria, anticipating today's announcement. We had Netanyahu do that sort of TED talk where he laid out past lying by Iran to show that it is lying now, even though, you know, every inspector, every agency feels that Iran is holding to the deal. What's the sentiment inside Israel about the U.S. pulling out?
Well, Israelis are very nervous about Iran. I think the security establishment, it was supportive of the nuclear deal, even people who were skeptics in the beginning. Now that they see that Iran is abiding by the terms of the deal, they're supporting. Even some of the people in Netanyahu's own security trust are supportive of the deal. But Netanyahu seems to have a very instinctive, visceral opposition to the deal. He has from the beginning. He's been opposed to it vociferously. And, he's going to be victorious at this point. This is something that he's wanted. I have a feeling that Netanyahu feels like this deal gave people a false sense of comfort about Iran, and he doesn't want that sense of comfort around. He wants worries about Iran to be as high in the rest of the world as as it is among his inner circle in Israel.
Okay, well, we will see what happens again at 2 p.m. East Coast time here in the United States. President Trump expected, and it's been reported, he's already called the French president to say that he will begin pulling the U.S. out of the Iran nuclear deal. As Borhu Daragahi points out, that could come in many shapes, and he'll be back with us. Borhu, thank you.